What does love and serve mean for me in this time of lockdown during a global pandemic when my days are very quiet and very humble and hidden, I'll tell you. I drove over to Haverford Estates where some of our sisters live to drop something off the other day, and they have a huge banner hanging up outside the building. And the banner says, "Heroes work here." And it was wonderful to see it. And certainly we're just being bombarded with stories of heroes, love and service writ large. The medical workers, the people that deliver the mail every day, the trash collectors, all the essential workers that enable our lives to keep going as they are right now. So my own life of love and service looks pretty pale by comparison to what other people are doing every day. And I asked myself, well, is anything new? Am I doing any new acts of service? Because the needs are so extraordinary. And I can credit myself with helping people use Zoom more effectively. There are lots of calls for that. I make it a point to buy food to bring to our parish church, and I try to answer emails with warmth and concern that is quite genuine, but they're emails. They're not the same as really getting together with somebody. So we're living the social distance that we're told we must live. We're living with our masks on, and all of that is a real challenge to love and service, let me tell you. And my main ministry hasn't really changed, I would say. I can do many of the things that I do, whether I'm locked down or whether I'm free to roam. I can make videos, I can edit things, I can do graphic designs, all those things simply require electricity and a working computer. And my days are very full. Are they full of love and service? I don't know. I'm not going to be the judge of that. But I did push myself to say, well, what difference does COVID-19 make to that spirit of love and service? And it does make a difference. There's a different awareness. There's a more global awareness that's not contrived at all. The world is in my face all the time, and I went to a webinar this morning that was run by the Vatican and the Global Catholic Climate Covenant. And the executive director of Greenpeace from the Philippines was talking about what they're doing for the environment. And then two women from New Zealand were talking about what their archdiocese has been doing. So that awareness is in me all the time now as a result of this. And I would say also, that my intention for doing what I'm doing is more focused. I found myself very recently just spontaneously returning to a little prayer that was taught to me when I was a child in grade school. And I don't think I've said it since grade school, but it was right there. It has a, you know, a tricky little rhyme and a nice rhythm to it. And it's, I think it was presented to us as a kind of morning offering. This is what you say at the beginning of your day. And I find myself saying it all through the day. It's a way to get myself refocused. And I'll say it for you here. It's very simple, and you'll probably even remember it. My God, I offer you this day all I shall think or do or say, uniting it with what was done on earth by Jesus Christ, your Son. And that's it. It's just very beneficial to stop for a second and remember that prayer and say it. So that too, that more focused intention, along with the increased global awareness, I think has affected my sense of love and service. So should I be doing anything different? What comes to my mind is Cornelia saying, do what you are doing. I can't think of something different I should be doing, although the world's needs are really screaming at us all the time. love and serve right now means doing what I'm doing in this context and being present to it, maybe being more present to it and being flexible about it, because we all know it's a time of extraordinary uncertainty, but seeking out the possibilities that are in the present reality too, and then engaging with them. So that's where love and serve has taken me.